ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Jayo Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Shri Radhe, Jayo Jagannatha, Jagannatha, Baladeva Jayo Subhadra, Jayo Gauranitai, 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 Jayo Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jayo Gauranitai, Jayo Jayo Prabhupad, 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 Jayo Jayo Prabhupad, Prabhupad, बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल
नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Paschatya Deshatarine. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज़ डिस्कशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 Chapter 13, titled as The Behavior of a Perfect Person. And if I'm not wrong, we were supposed to do 7 because Maharaj read the 6th translation yesterday. So I'll read the 7th verse. Let's try if you can follow me without the letters on the board. Nasak chastre su sajjeta Nopa jiveta jivikam वादवादांस्त्यजेत् तर्कान् पक्षं कंचन संश्रये। न सच्चास्त्रेषु सज्जेत नोपजीवेत जीविकां वादवादांस्त्यजेत् तर्कान् पक्षं कंचन संश्रयेत्। न सच्छास्त्रेषु सज्जेत नोपजीवेत जीविकां वादवादांस्त्यजेत् तर्कान् पक्षं कंचन संश्रयेत्। न सच्छास्त्रेषु सज्जेत न स शास्त्रे तु सज्जेत नोपजीवेत जीवितां पक्षकं च न संश्रयेत्। माताजी न स शास्त्रे तु सज्जेत शास्त्रेषु सज्जेत नोपजीवेत जीविकां वादवादांस्त्यजेत् तर्कान् पक्षं कंचन संश्रयेत्। न नॉट असत शास्त्रेषु लिटरेचर लाइक न्यूज़पेपर्स नॉवेल्स ड्रामास एंड फिक्शन सज्जेत वन शुड बी अटैच्ड और शुड इंडल्ज इन रीडिंग। न नॉर उपजीवेत वन शुड ट्राई टू लिव जीविकाम अपॉन सम प्रोफेशनल लिटररी करियर वाद वादान अननेसेसरी आर्ग्यूमेंट्स ऑन डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ फिलोसफी त्यजेत वन शुड गिव अप तर्कान आर्ग्यूमेंट्स एंड काउंटर आर्ग्यूमेंट्स पक्षम फैक्शन कमच एनी न नॉट संशरेत शुड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन लिटरेचर दैट इज यूजलेस वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम इन अदर वर्ड्स लिटरेचर विदाउट स्पिरिचुअल बेनिफिट शुड बी रिजेक्टेड। वन शुड नॉट बिकम अ प्रोफेशनल टीचर as a means of earning one's livelihood, nor should one indulge in arguments and counter-arguments, nor should one take shelter of any cause or faction. Purport. A person desiring to advance in spiritual understanding should be extremely careful to avoid reading ordinary literature. The world is full of ordinary literature that creates unnecessary agitation in the mind. Such literature, including newspapers, dramas, novels, and magazines, is factually not meant for advancement in spiritual knowledge. Indeed, it has been described as a place of enjoyment for crows, tadvayasam tirtham. Anyone advancing in spiritual knowledge must reject such literature. Furthermore, one should not concern oneself with the conclusions of various logicians and philosophers. Of course, those who preach sometimes need to argue with the contentions of the opponents, but as much as possible, one should avoid an argumentative attitude. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya says, Aprayojana paksham na samshrayet, na prayojana pakshisyan, na vritha shishya bandhakrit, na chodasi na shastrani, na viruddhani cha abhyaset. न व्याख्या उपजीवेत न निषिद्धान समाचरेत एवं भूतो यतिर्याति तद एक शरणो हरिम। देर इज नो नीड टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ अननेसेसरी लिटरेचर और कंसर्न वनसेल्फ विद मेनी सो कॉल्ड फिलोसफर्स एंड थिंकर्स हु आर यूजलेस फॉर स्पिरिचुअल एडवांसमेंट। नॉर शुड वन एक्सेप्ट अ डिसाइपल फॉर द सेक ऑफ फैशन एंड पॉपुलैरिटी। One should be callous to these so-called shastras, neither opposing nor favoring them, and one should not earn one's livelihood by taking money for explaining shastra. A sannyasi must always be neutral and seek the means to advance in spiritual life, taking full shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोन् श्रीयुता पदकमालं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यादेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखांवितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यं प्रव्रजन्तं मनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायन विरहकातराजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदु स्थं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि
हरे कृष्ण सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द गेस्ट्स हू ट्रैवल्ड इंटर स्टेट सो टुडे we are continuing to read the 13th chapter the behavior of a perfect person but before we start discussing I would like to speak a few words about this glorious literature Srimad Bhagavatam in the Bhagavatam itself in the 3rd chapter there is a verse which says idam bhagavatam nama puranam brahma samhitam uttama shloka charitam chakar bhagavan rishihi Nihashreyasaya lokasya dhanyam swastyenam mahat. That this Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhitam. Brahma means the Vedic literature. So it is Samhata. Samhata means it votes for the late. Samhat, math means to vote. Or Samhata means it completely agrees with the Vedic literature. Right? It's a culmination of the Vedic literature. Bhagavatam claims itself. And it is Uttama Shloka Charitam. It talks about, speaks about Uttama Shloka. Who is Uttama Shloka? Krishna. Krishna. And Charitam means Charan. Charan means to move. So it is the activities of Krishna. It expresses or explains about the activities of Krishna. And who's compiled it? Chakara. Bhagavan Rishihi. So it is Rishi. Bhagavan Rishi means Vedavyasa himself has compiled it. So it is about the Lord. And it is compiled by the Lord in his own literary incarnation. And it is lokasya nihashreyasaya. Nihashreyasaya means for the ultimate good. Many times, as jivatmas, we most of the times do not know what is good for us. Our mind suggests what is good for us, but generally we do not know what is good for us. But Bhagavatam says, this Bhagavatam literature is good for the lokasya. Lokasya means general, people in general. And it is dhanyam. Dhanyam means it is fully successful. So it makes one fully successful by reading this literature. Swasti ayanam. Swasti. Prahlad Maharaj prays for the whole world, swasti astu vishwa vishwa kalau prasidatam. He prays for swasti, swasti astu, for the well-being, for the auspiciousness for the whole world. So swasti ayanam means it is all blissful, it is all auspicious, and mahat, it is all perfect. Bhagavatam is perfect. So it is such a literature. So therefore we are very fortunate that although we do not know Sanskritam as the language in which Bhagavatam is compiled, we are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, has given us in the language which we can understand. And then again in the 12th canto, it is said, Atra Sankirtita Sakshat Sarva Papa Haro Harihi Narayano Hrishikesho Bhagavan Sattvatampatihi Atra. So therefore, why is it glorious? Bhagavatam is glorious because it explains about Sattvatampatihi. Patihi means the owner, or the owner or the boss of Sattvatam. Sattvatam means the devotees. So he is the lord of the devotees. And because Bhagavatam explains about that particular lord, that lord who is the lord of the devotees, therefore it is glorious. And then elsewhere in the Padma Purana also it is said, Puraneshu tu sarveshu Srimad Bhagavatam param Yatra pratipadam Krishna giyate bahudarshibhihi. Padma Purana was written long before Bhagavatam was compiled. As we all know, Bhagavatam was the last Purana that Veda Vyasa wrote after Narada Muni chastised him. Well, you have written so many literatures, but you haven't explained Krishna in detail, so please compile Bhagavatam. But we see Bhagavatam has references in many other Puranas. So in the Padma Purana, it is said, Puraneshu tu sarveshu Srimad Bhagavatam param. Among all the Puranas, Bhagavatam is the ultimate Purana. Padma Purana declares it. And Yatra Pati Pratipadam, Padam means every verse, Pratipadam, Krishno Giyate, there is glorification of Krishna, Bahudarshibhi, in various ways Krishna is glorified in that Bhagavatam. So with this we take blessings and I pray that I speak something that is pleasing to all the devotees and the lordships here, and I take blessings from all Vaishnavas assembled here to help me speak a few words for my own advancement. So let us understand, when is this verse spoken in context? What's the context? Now we know Bhagavatam deals with how many topics in general? It deals with 10 topics, is it not? In the second canto, it is said, Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utayah manvantareshanukatha nirodhamuktirashrayah. Atra sarga visargascha. There are 10 topics which Bhagavatam generally covers. So generally, if you want a Purana to be complete, it has to cover these 10 topics. And there are probably only two Purana. Bhagavatam is the only Purana which covers all the 10 topics in detail. Now, and we also know Bhagavatam's first two cantos are, and Bhagavatam represents two things. One is the 10 topics, and Bhagavatam also is the body of the Lord. So the first and the second canto represents what? The feet of the Lord. The third and fourth represent the thighs of the Lord. The fifth represents the navel of the Lord. The sixth represents the chest. And the seventh represents the arms of the Lord. So therefore, if you see Atra Sarga Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utayah. Uti means to do something, to do some activity. So therefore, seventh canto is related to Uti. Uti means activities. Then the question comes, what to do? Because as jivas, we are dynamic. Why are we dynamic? Why are jivas dynamic? Why is an atma dynamic? Anyone? Why is an atma dynamic? Because Krishna is dynamic. We are the amshas of Krishna. Because Krishna is dynamic, so therefore we are also dynamic. So we can't stay in one place. We have to do something. We have to do some activities. So therefore, Uti or Utayah is that section of Bhagavatam which deals with activities. Now one may ask, okay, what type of activities? Then generally it's classified as auspicious activities and inauspicious activities. Therefore, this canto began with what pastime? Yeah, Hiranyakashipu and Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj. So it gave us a depiction of what is a person who performs inauspicious activities and what about a person who performs auspicious activities. Prahlad Maharaj, and Hiranyakashipu. And what ends do they meet? So therefore, seventh canto deals and begins with Utayaha, activities. And therefore, it generally leads to the... Now, how does it apply to us now? Okay, we've studied about Hiranyakashipu, we have studied about Prahlad Maharaj. How does it apply to us? So, King Yudhishthira leads Narada Muni to speak about the Varnashrama system, because this is what is applicable to us in our general day-to-day life. So, now please tell me, what are the activities that we... Because, you know, Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Maya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. So, the classes are divided based on two things. What is that? Nature and activities. Whatever activities we do and what's our nature, Swabhava. Based on that, the Varnas are there. So, therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires, now can you, Narada Muni, explain me about Varnashrama system, how Krishna has classified this. It is then when Narada Muni in the last five chapters starts explaining about the 30 qualities that a human should have and what is the explanation of Varnashrama system. So far in the previous chapters he's explained about the social orders. What are the four social orders? Huh? No, that's the spiritual orders. Social orders? Sorry? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So these are the social orders based on what activities they do. Is it not? And then there are the four spiritual orders, which is, yes, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. I was speaking to some senior devotees who are Prabhupada's disciples. They said at one point in time they were Vanaprasthas. And they are still Vanaprasthas. And they said, we were Vanaprasthas from the beginning and we were Vanaprasthas, because they were practically living in a van for many years. They didn't even have a home. They were selling Back to Godhead magazines, traveling all around the United States of America. And they were Vanaprasthas, living in a van. So they says, yes, we were Vanaprasthas. So Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis. Now, the spiritual orders... One may think there are two perspectives to see this, external and internal. External is, yes, brahmachari means who is unmarried, grihastha means one who is married, vanaprastha means post-marital life, and sannyasis means now take to renounced order of life. But there is an internal perspective as well to the spiritual order. Therefore, it is spiritual order. It's not external, it is spiritual. It's a spiritual classification. So therefore, among these spiritual classifications, two stand out very prominently, brahmacharya and sannyasa. Because it is just not an external representation of a status of a jiva in his external world, but it represents one's internal consciousness as well. So therefore, brahmacharya is a stage or state of consciousness of a jiva. So therefore, brahmachari doesn't mean only brahmachari who is wearing saffron and in the brahmachari ashram. Brahmachari means it's a brahmachari. A brahmachari is a state of consciousness which pervades all the four spiritual classes. So one must be a brahmachari, one must be a grihastha brahmachari, one must be a vanaprastha brahmachari, and one must be a sannyasi brahmachari. Because it's a stage of consciousness, it's a state of consciousness. Brahma achariti iti brahmacharya. Similarly, sannyasa, Brahma, again, Brahma has many various meanings. Brahma means scriptures, Vedas. Acharana, Brahma also means the practice of the Vedas, practice of the Brahminical principles, study of the scriptures. So all of this also means Brahma. And one who follows these guidelines is a brahmachari. Brahma acharati, one who puts it into practice in his life, is a brahmachari. Similarly, sannyasa, generally, when you say sannyasa is someone who's wearing saffron, has a danda, and we call him Swami or Maharaj. This is an external classification. I'm very puny to speak on these topics, but this is just my theoretical understanding. So please pardon me if I make any mistakes here. Sannyasa, it has an internal connotation as well. Now, in Sanskritam, if you break the word samnyasa, because Sanskrit is a beautiful language of etymology, nirvachana it is called as. If you break the word, in English also you can date it back to Latin. So sannyasa, sun, sam, what is sam? What is the meaning of sam? We use this in Bhagavatam many times. Prabhupada uses this. Samam bonam. You see, samam bonam Prabhupada uses. That is the actual meaning of sam in Sanskritam. Sam means, in Nirvachana it is said, akaya sambhumna vishnuvachakaha ekaksharaha iti sam. This is the meaning of sam. Sam means sum total. Samam bonam. Who is that? Krishna. So sam nyasa. Nyasa means to give away. So samnyasa means one who gives away everything to sam is a sannyasi. That's all sannyasa means. So therefore sannyasa is again a stage of consciousness which pervades all the four spiritual classes. Whether you are a brahmachari, you still have to have sannyasa consciousness. Whether you are a grihastha, you still have to have sannyasa consciousness. Whether you are a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, you still have to have this type of consciousness where you give everything to Krishna. Where your existence itself is for Krishna. Why? Because it is all auspicious. So in that perspective, in this chapter, how we have progressed is up to the previous verse, up to six verses, we have seen initially the first up to four verses, we saw what should a sannyasi do. And then 4, 5, 6, Narada Muni explained about the consciousness of a sannyasi, to see Krishna everywhere, Vasudevam Sarvam Iti Samahatma Sudurlabha, to see the time, eternal time as Krishna, how it devours our lives. This is the consciousness of a sannyasi. And from 7, Narada Muni has started to explain, as you saw in this verse, since the material body is sure to be vanquished and the duration of one's life is not fixed, one has to observe the eternal time factor. So this is what the sannyasi, a person in the stage of sannyasa consciousness should observe. That's why this chapter's name is not sannyasi. You see the chapter's name? What's the chapter's name? The behavior of a perfect person. So, do you have to become a perfect person? Yes, so it is in one sense applicable to us as well. It's not just for sannyasis. Now in 7th, Narada Muni is explaining about other qualities that a sannyasi should possess. And one of them is, here in this verse is, what type of literature he should study. Literature that is useless waste of time, in other words, which doesn't have spiritual benefit, should be rejected. Now, I'll ask you a question. Why is it important even to mention what type of literature one should study? Why is it even important or relevant? Even if you would consider sannyasi as an external perspective, why is it important or why is it even worth discussing this? Why is it saying what type of literature you should be reading? It's because Bhagavatam is very particular. It prescribes what has to be done as well. It rejects what is not right and it also prescribes what has to be done. There is another verse in the beginning of Bhagavatam, in the fifth chapter. You know, when Narada Muni comes and advises Vyasadev to say, you've written so many literatures but you haven't actually written something about Krishna, so please write it. So the verse is yatha dharmadayascha artha muni varyanu kirtitah na tatha vasudevasya mahima hi anuvarnitah na tatha vasudevasya mahima. You haven't explained in detail about Vasudeva. Anuvarnitah means you have not explained much about Vasudeva, so please write a literature which is more detail about Vasudeva. And then after that he mentions a verse. Please repeat after me. Nayadvachas chitrapadam harer yasho. Nayadvachas chitrapadam harer yasho. Jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit. Tadvaya samtirtham. Pushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramantyu shikshayah. Now, this is a beautiful verse where Narada Muni is saying, nayad vachas chitra padam harer yasho. That literature which does not describe about the yasha, yasha means glories of Hari, which is all purifying, jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit. Please compile such a literature. If you don't, then tadvayasam tirtham ushanti manasa. Otherwise, all other literature is like a pilgrimage of the crows. I remember, when I was in the 10th grade, I used to go to the library. in Bangalore and India, and you will find all types of people coming and reading literature there, newspapers, novels, and fictional novels, fiction, non-fiction, whatnot, you know. So there are so many people reading so much literature. And after reading that literature, they'll go home and do what? So we have to understand, after obtaining certain literature or information from the literature, what's happening to the consciousness? That is what is spoken about here. That's why literature becomes very important, of what type of literature are we reading and what bearing has it on our consciousness. So therefore, in this verse, therefore these two verses are very linked, because Prabhupada mentions that in the purport, indeed it has been described as a place of enjoyment for the crows. With the advancement of media, with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and what's the video application? TikTok, is it? Is it TikTok? Yeah. There's so much information out there, and people want to consume. If we are moving towards the, you know, what is the future of IT these days? What's the future of IT? What's the big word? Yes, somebody said that. AI, yes, artificial intelligence, yeah. With the intent of artificial intelligence, they're all trying to achieve one thing. What is that one thing modern AI or IT is trying to achieve? When you go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and I don't know what all applications these days there are. Huh? Yes, and? Take your time, and, thank you, Prabhuji. And also? They want to grab your attention all the time. That's why you have YouTube Shorts, is it not? And that's a nice way to spoil your attention, I mean, to destroy you in one sense, from my perspective. Why? Because they want to grab your attention. Anything longer, they know they can't grab you. So they are Shorts now. So people keep scrolling. Let me see that. Another one. 1 minute videos, yeah? So, and then you get addicted to it. And the AI algorithm works out, okay, now he's interested in these videos. Let me throw some more of them to him. So the whole idea about modern IT is to grab your attention. They want to seek your attention. They want you to look at them, you know. Look at me. YouTube says, look at me. Instagram says, no, look at me. So everybody wants you to look at their application so that you are glued onto their application. And therefore, without your knowledge, they're also doing selling. Of selling of content, selling of information, and therefore they are programming your consciousness as well. So this happens. So generally out there, literature, these days literature is available. Why I mentioned about YouTube is literature doesn't only mean books. Literature also is available in so many different types of media these days. Sound, what's a audio application? Is it audio book? What's it called as? Huh? Audible, yeah, Audible. There's an Audible now. You can continue to hear novels. And you get paid if you want to record your voice for some novels. You can read and sell your voice, and then somebody will be hearing. After that hearing, what happens, God only knows. So there are books where you can hear. So modern world or Maya gives you a recipe for enjoyment in so many ways. But Narada Muni says, this type of enjoyment is only for crows. Fortunately, we don't have crows in Australia, I presume. We only have ravens, but not crows. We have crows in Brisbane or in Queensland. I haven't seen a crow here in Melbourne though. We have ravens here, huh? New South Wales you have? Okay, that's good. So, I mean, that's good in a sense. Yes, it's good you have diversity. But we haven't seen it here. But crows, the crowing of a crow is literally, it's very harsh to hear. But therefore, it's a pilgrimage for the crows because it's just noise, because they are after such type of the example of vayasam means crows in one sense. Vayasam has again different meanings. So it's a pilgrimage for the crows, Narada Muni says. Why does he say that? Because Bhagavatam again classifies there are two types of literatures. One is vayasatirtha, hamsatirtha. Tirtha also means literature. Tirtha also means the one you take in your hand, which is tirtham, and tirtha also means literature. Vayasam Tirtham and Hamsa Tirtha. Vayasa Tirtha means that which actually wastes our life. as every sunrise and sunset, it wastes our life.
I remember we homeschool a few children here. They read a lot of fiction novels. So a long time I hadn't allowed them to read Harry Potter. So then I said, okay, this is the time you can start reading Harry Potter. They read Harry Potter. Now they don't like any other fiction now. Because they always compare to the author of Harry Potter. Says, oh, that was amazing. And we don't like any other literature now. They're already losing interest in Bhagavatam as well. So this is what the modern fiction or modern non-fiction novels does, or literature does. It destroys one's consciousness. Although there is some enjoyment in there, but this type of enjoyment is only done by the crows or by low class people, not by hamsas. Hamsa Tirtha means that which, Vayasa means that which spends our age and wastes our lifetime. Hamsa Tirtha means that which actually increases our lifespan to eternity, that which takes us closer to eternity. Prabhupada writes in, there's a lecture that Prabhupada gave on this verse. Prabhupada says, Chitrapadam api Vasudeva vyatiriktanya vishaya jnanavad evanya vishayam vakchaturyam. These days on YouTube, sometimes I watch YouTube, unfortunately I have to, you will see lot of debates, lot of interviews going on. And sometimes you may feel that this person speaks so nice, he's so good in his speech. You get attracted to the way he speaks. There's a presidential candidate in the US nowadays, an Indian presidential candidate. You know who is? Vivek Ramaswamy. The boys are glued on to him, the way he debates with a lot of people. He's a good person, but what I mean to say is, when you see such expertise of debating, expertise of communicating, people do get attracted. But the problem is, we will get a chair, Mataji, for you. Yeah. Prabhupada writes, Sridhar Goswami writes in the Bhagavatam, in the Tatparya, that Vasudeva Vyatirittanya, if there is any discussion, Vyatirikta means Atirikta, other than Vasudeva, there is no glorification of the Lord, directly or indirectly, then it is just Vak Chaturyam. You know what is Vak Chaturyam? Vak Chaturyam? It is just word jugglery. You will get attracted to it, but that's just word jugglery, because the person who is speaking so eloquently also will die one day, and nobody will come, all this Vak Chaturyam will not come to his help. So one has to always imbibe the quality of connecting it to Krishna. It doesn't mean one should be bereft of social matters. But when we engage in the society, somewhere in the corner of the mind, we think of Krishna at all times. Just like as devotees, when you meet someone, you would always be thinking, oh, how do I take this person to the temple? Or how do I somehow tell him about the message of Gita? Something, you know, the devotees always think like this. So somewhere we connect Krishna in some form or the other. But generally, this is what you don't find in outside society. So that is what Hamsa Tirtha means. The reason why we are discussing this verse is, when we come to sannyasis, there are four types of sannyasis. I'll tell you why we are going this way, and then we'll come back to the verse which we are discussing in question today. There are four types of sannyasis, you know that, right? Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajakacharya and Paramahamsa. You heard of those names? Kutichaka means one who has taken to sannyasa, but he lives in the backyard of his house, in building a small hut. But he's served by his own family. So he's still near his family, but he's still living outside the house. That's Kutichaka. That's a very initial stage of sannyas. Then when he does Bahudaka, when he advances a little bit, he thinks, now I've taken sannyas, I shouldn't be attached to my family, I should accept the whole world as my family. Vasudaiva Kutumbakam. So he leaves home now. And he leaves home and he starts traveling to other places. And then when he travels, he asks for madhukari. Madhukari means you go to every house and beg alms. You beg for two rotis and eat, because you're not, because sannyasi is a niragnika, he's not supposed to cook. So this is Bahudaka, and Parivrajakacharya is another level of advancement of a sannyasi, where he now thinks, I am eating roti from these houses, but I need to give back something. So let me give them transcendental knowledge. So this is Parivrajakacharya. That's why we say Ashtottara Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shatashishimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, because he is giving us knowledge. And then another stage is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa stage is a very advanced stage where he doesn't see any differentiation at all. Because Madhyamadhikari means one who preaches, but one who is Uttamadhi, he sees Krishna everywhere. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. So therefore, Prabhupada says our society is gone. Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is to create Paramahamsas. Just by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become a Paramahamsa, Prabhupada says. Now the reason why I was mentioning this is if you zero in back to this verse, therefore it is very important for a sannyasi to determine what type of literature he needs to study, because it is one of the responsibilities of a sannyasi to give knowledge to others. So therefore, if he has the right knowledge, he'll probably give the right knowledge. But if he's reading all the wrong books, he might teach physics, chemistry, maths, sociology, civics, but it's not going to help anyone. So therefore, Prabhupada also writes, one should not become a professional teacher as a means of earning one's livelihood. This is for a proper sannyasi. If you've taken sannyas, don't end up becoming a physics teacher at school. So you teach them transcendental knowledge. That's what in essence it means. So, and Madhvacharya also speaks about na prayojana pakshisyan na vritha shishya bandhakrit. So don't make disciples just for the show off. You should not take disciples as a fashion or popularity, and one should be callous to these type of shastras, and one should be udasina. Nacha udasina shastrani. Udasina means just be indifferent to such type of shastras. So with this, today is 15th of January. This year is a leap year. 15th of Jan, today is also a festival called as Makar Sankranti. Everybody knows? Now, usually it's on the 14th or 15th. Every leap year it's on the 15th, but if it's not a leap year, it's on the 14th of Jan. Today is a festival where the sun moves from a winter solstice to a summer solstice. So that's why it's Makara, Tropic of Cancer, and the sun moves. That's why in India the days get longer. Now, in our sampradaya, it's a day where we lament. This is the day where we lament. Why is that? Does someone remember? Huh? Sorry? Vishmadev? Uttarayana. Yeah, that is also there. But in our sampradaya, something connected to our sampradaya, this is a day of lamentation for us. We grieve on this day. Gaudiya Vaishnavas grieve on this day. The reason is, it is today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home to Katwa to take sannyas. therefore it is called as tragedy of separation for the Gaudiyas, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was Nimai Pandit, the beautiful Nimai Pandit who had beautiful locks of black hair at the age of 23, 24, having a wife and a mother, he decides to leave his home and take sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laments one day morning. He's lamenting that I have come to give them the biggest gift, actually. The biggest gift. But here people are not ready to take it. People are not ready to take this treasure. They're not mature enough to understand what is good for them. They're very materialistic. So therefore, I have to at least take sannyas and try to preach in that way so that I can... what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought was the... Because at that time, Bharata Bhumi, India, was predominantly a Mayavadi control. All the acharyas were preaching Mayavad philosophy, so which was very materialistic, and Krishna consciousness was not preached. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very heavy heart. So therefore he decides that I should now take sannyas. So when he decides like this, the whole of Gaudiya, the whole of Navadvip starts weeping. They says, no, we can't see you take sannyas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides nevertheless. So we all know that when he goes to Katwa, from whom did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take sannyas? Keshav Bharati. When he goes to Katwa, he goes to Kesava Bharati's ashram. Kesava Bharati, from distance, he sees a glowing, bright personality coming to his place, coming to his towards him. Then he sees it's Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit is what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name. Nimai Pandit is coming close to his house. Then Kesava Bharati says, "What brings you here, my dear Lord?" And he says, "I have come to take sannyas from you." And Kesava Bharati says, "Sannyas? No way." And then behind Nimai Pandit, there's a big group of people. And they are looking at Kesava Bharati very angrily. He says, "Mind you, if you give Chaitanya, if you give Nimai Pandit sannyas, we're going to destroy you. We're going to break your hut and we're going to destroy you." And they point fingers. "Mind you, this is serious business." But they warn him not to give sannyas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu nevertheless says he has to take it for a higher purpose. And then he orders the barber to shave his head. And the barber cries. You all have seen the painting where he's crying to shave Mahaprabhu's head. And then Mahaprabhu shaves, and then there is Mother Sachi's sadness also is described in detail. So I would recommend you to read that in detail. But it is the understanding we have is Krishna from Vrindavan abandoned the gopis, abandoned the Brajvasis to take to Dwarka and Mathura, and he became a grihastha. Krishna became a grihastha. But our Gauranga Mahaprabhu was a grihastha. There Krishna abandoned the Brajvasis to become a grihastha, and he made the Brajvasis lament about him. Here Nimai Pandit left his grihastha ashram, took to sannyas, and he also put the Navadvipvasis into lamentation, into separation. Both are absolute, because there is a message Krishna wanted to teach us. The message is love and separation. This is the message Gauranga Mahaprabhu actually came to teach us, which Krishna taught anyways to the gopis, to say, "My love for you will increase when you separate from me." So therefore, this was the reason Gauranga Mahaprabhu also took to sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. So therefore, the Navadvipvasis cried. So this is, although they were protesting after the sannyas ceremony, it is union and separation. So this is the crux of our philosophy. Vipralamba Bhava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu basically came to give us this. So therefore, it's interesting, Kesava Bharati gave sannyasa. Generally, when in the sannyasa paddhati, every sannyasi is given one of the 10 surnames, like Tirtha or Puri, you know, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Tirtha. There are some surnames that a sannyasi gets. There are 10 of them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not get any of the 10. And the name that Kesava Bharati chose was Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya was his name. So Nimai Pandit became Krishna Chaitanya after this. And of course, it is not Kesava Bharati who gave him the name. It is Krishna only inspired him to give the name. So the lesson that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us is union and separation. So this is a day of grieving where we remember. But at the same time, you see, we do not worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu as a shaved head in our temples, because we don't want to see him as a sannyasi. We want to worship Gauranga with his beautiful locks of hair. Therefore, this is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada, who gave us back that Gauranga of Navadvip, who gave us back that Nimai Pandit, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but not as a sannyasi, but we worship him with his beautiful locks of hair, with his transcendental beauty, just as what we want to see him as. So this is a good day to sing Gauranga Bolite bhajan also. So if you can sing that as well. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for lending an eager ear. If there are any questions, comments or corrections, I know Sevya is eager to. We can discuss for a while.
Yes, did Chaitanya have any children?
Sorry?
Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have any children? No.
No. He was a perfect householder. He didn't have any children yet, although we are all his children. Sannyasi creates children by preaching. There are two ways to produce children. One is seminal and the other one is transcendental, by preaching. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is producing children every day, even now.
So we are all his children through the agents of Srila Prabhupada, agency of Prabhupada and his disciples. So yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a lot of children, but no, he didn't have any seminal children. Thank you, Prabhuji. Any more questions? It's not there? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Deep.